Well, good day, everyone, everywhere, and special greetings to all those seated in heavenly places in Jesus, our Messiah. The name of this broadcast is Cross the Border, and I'm Nicholas. And today is a live prophecy reality edition. Yes, come on over to the chat room at firstamendmentradio.com or .net. And the studio cam is on. This is day number 121 in the COVID-19 covert march to the Mark of the Beast. And sorry about getting the post out late. As with so many things, they keep making the pages better and online so that they're harder to use. But they're different. And different is better. Even though I thought I sent out the posting more than a half hour ago, I decided I better check and make sure I got it in my email box. When I did, and I discovered that I didn't really send it out. It's just they changed things so much in the editing. They went to block editing for whatever idea. So all of us people that have been doing WordPress for so long would have to learn a new way to do things. Or so that the few new people that are coming on could learn a new way, and yeah, whatever. It really aggravates me that these people have nothing better to do but to change things, not necessarily make them better. But you know what? They could make their changes a little slightly, just gradually, and that would be fine. But no, they gotta do it all behind the scenes and then roll out the brand new, everything is now changed. And if you learned the way things were done in the past, well, too bad. So anyway, same thing with YouTube. Have to learn how to... Yeah, I noticed on YouTube they put a link so that you go back to the old way of going live. Because the new way didn't work. We went through that disaster many times, but... So now they have a link so you can do it the regular way. So I still can do it without being absolutely confused. But that's my frustration here. That's why I need a what do you call it? A producer. Yeah, someone who's getting paid $50,000 a year to keep everything perfect, right? And speaking of perfect, it's already 83.7 degrees in my studio and warming up quickly. And we're having our 100 plus degree week here in the Southern Sierra foothills on the land over here where they call it California. And speaking of California, we got the state of California floating over here above the ground with our Jesuit Governor Newsom. And he just decided this week that because they're testing now and more people are testing for COVID colds. Yeah, Eddie, because, you know, the common cold is a COVID virus. So now they've got a test for it. You know, and it's kind of peculiar. We have, like, what they're saying is the most deadly virus in history. And but you need a test to know if you got it or not. Yeah, so that's just disastrous. You know, it's like when the plague came. Did you need a test to tell you had the plague? Or all of these other diseases that are actually killing people? Do you need a test to tell you? No, you got them. You know, when you got the measles, you knew you had the measles or whatever. You didn't need a test. Yeah, so now they got to test you to find out if you have the deadly disease that's killing nobody, but we've shut the country down for. And, you know, this video, it's likely to be removed because they're regularly, because we throw our videos, our programs into the YouTube pond over there. That's the way I look at YouTube. It's their pond, and I can fish in it because, you know, God has made us fishers of men, you know, many of us. He's called us to preach the word or to even... witness to our fellow man. So YouTube for me is a fishing pond that they've opened up, and a lot of times I throw stuff out there, and a lot of, well, Tom's programs and Greg's programs regularly get deleted because they violate the COVID rules for YouTube. Yeah. And then Tom's program, Behind the Dictators, it kept violating his, they kept labeling that hate speech. And when if you violate the COVID rules, they just take your video down. If you violate the hate speech, of course, they couldn't figure out where the hate speech was. They'd never tell you that. They just say it's in there somewhere, and we, you should examine all your videos. They're all according to your standard. Everything I put up practically is hate speech. So, anyways, but you get strikes with hate speech. I have a pending strike on, for it's been like almost 90 days now. The hate speech strike has been sitting there. If you get a second one, they shut you down for a week. Strike three, you're out, your channel's removed, whatever, and you're gone forever. So I'm trying to use BitChute, but I'm having a lot of problems with it. I put videos up, and you can't put them up and publish them. You have to wait till they get all the way up, and then you have to come back and publish it. Okay? Well, I'm not going to sit there. And then sometimes it would sit there for days processing, and then you have to delete it and start all over. And you have no idea how many videos I've deleted and started over, and they still didn't make it. So I just problematic to find a video platform that works as well as YouTube. At least all the mechanics work really well. But I did find this video, and this is very peculiar. Because I found this video on YouTube, and I was going to share that with you. But I have to... This is one, if I put up, that YouTube would take it down for violating their COVID rules, or some silly nonsense where, you know, Greg Anthony's turning it into a comedy to get the truth across, and they take it down because someone goes over to our channel. And, you know, because we have Nazis out there, and they'll press the flag this video so that, you know, our YouTube, our impartial YouTube judges can judge it. Right, so every time someone flags one of our videos, it likely will get taken down. And, of course, I can, you know, contest it, but I contested the first one they took down of Tom's for hate speech. I contested it, and I go, this is history. History is not hate speech, it's just the truth about that people did hateful things in history. And we don't agree with it, we love everybody. And they said, oh, okay, so they withdrew the strike on the first one. And then the next one, I guess I got to get a different judge that just didn't care, you know, because I told him the same things. And, well, he just decided, well, he didn't like First Amendment Radio, you know how impartial these YouTube judges are. And he gave us a strike anyway. But I found this video, like I said, and I'm going, there's something peculiar about this video. So I wanted to share it with everybody. The only problem when I share videos, the audio doesn't go over the YouTube, over our audio, or First Amendment Radio audio stream very well. Yeah. Because of the way things, like I said, I don't have a, you know, $50,000 a year producer here to make sure everything's wired correctly when I step up to the mic and press all the right buttons and everything. So, anyway, I might have to move a few wires around to get this video to play. Either that or you can come over and listen to the stream at the... but there's a lot of people listening on the... What do you call it? The Prophecy Reality News app. So I'll try to make it as listenable as I can. You may have to turn it up a little bit if I play this video to hear what it's saying. But this video has, like, it was put out on the 28th, so that's 2 weeks ago, and it has over 1 million hits. I could never get 1 million hits on Shadow Ban First Amendment Radio channel on YouTube. So, yeah, because we, you know, they don't like anything that is too blatantly telling the truth. So, should I play this? Let me check the chat room out, see if anybody showed up. And because of my stupid error, hey, people actually showed up, even though I was got the notice out a half hour later than I thought I did. One of my pet peeves is they keep changing things and supposedly making them better. when they become more difficult to use. Don't you love it when they take something that was in plain sight and hide it behind three or four tabs? Go, it was fine right there where I could see it. Now I have to search for it. You know? Oh, but it's better somehow. Those people get paid $50,000 a year to make things better. By golly, they got to do something, don't they? That's the way. Yeah, it reminds me of that old saying, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Okay, I guess I'll put this video up here and see what I can do. And thank everyone for showing up in the chat room. Kind of, I don't know, email a few people and tell them to show up. yeah, keep clicking. That's right. Okay, and after we do this, we're going to talk about some more things that are going on here on the ground with California and how they've shut down the churches again. And then I'd like to spend some time talking about my book, and maybe I could get some volunteer or two to do some proofreading for me, because I'm getting close to getting this thing ready. So, but it would be nice to have other eyes on it. But I need someone who actually has time to read and will read. Yeah, it's amazing. But we'll get to that. So I guess for now, what I'm going to do is try to get this video up here. Now this is called COVID 911. Some of you might have already seen it, but if you go there, you won't see the video. It'll have a thing over it. But I've already played it, so you can't see the thing. But I'll put the link in the chat room. You'll see it afterwards. But if you oh, you know, I could do it this way. Let me see. See, this is why you need a producer. To produce and do a show at the same time is it's beyond multitasking. Because if you're doing a live broadcast, you're already multitasking. So you got to go beyond multitasking. Yeah. Okay. What was I going to do? Oh, I was going to go down here. But if you go down, it says age-restricted video based on community guidelines. And when you first go to it, I'll put the link in the chat room. You can first go, you'll see it there. It has a cover over it. And you can click on to proceed to the stuff that they usually take down off of my website. Now, I wish they would do this for all my videos. Age restricted. You might have to have two brain cells to rub together to understand and not be mind controlled by the truth, you know, to be able to maintain your New World Order brainwashing, you know. I mean, that's really what it's all about. But for some reason, this video gets this treatment and has over a million views, and I don't know why yet, but because it maybe it's very political, and it makes me think that they talk about not the shadow government, the deep state, okay? But the deep state is really code for the Antichrist and his shadow government control and 10 layers of plausible deniability. That's what deep state really means. But the thing is that the deep state, I think they have enough control and they're able to manipulate any good people in politics that they can allow this out there. You'll see what I mean. I mean, you got to watch this. And okay, here we go.
Stop. Show you something you already suspect deep inside but can't explain. The United States of America is currently in the midst of a war. Not the kind when one country attacks another with missiles or tanks. Not like warplanes dropping bombs on our Pacific fleet. Not like a hostile neighbor launching a surprise invasion across our borders. Instead, we face a cruel and merciless enemy who invented a whole new type of war. One that threatens us now more than all the bombs in the world. They are motivated by pure greed and inconceivable cruelty, and have been silently reversing all that is good for so long that we became lulled into a state of self-destructive compliance, while they tore us apart and robbed us blind. When patriots took back key branches of the U.S. government in 2016, The light was turned on to the vast corruption network that had infiltrated into the highest positions of power across every state. Only then did ordinary citizens begin to realize how close we had come to the end of it all. But first, we must endure one last painful battle that will touch every citizen, no matter who they are. Right now, the country is being torn apart by the biggest political hoax and coordinated mass media disinformation campaign in living history. You may know it as COVID-19. Let me tell you a story. In 2015, as directed by the globalist criminal corruption network known as the Deep State, President Barack Obama authorized millions in funding for the Wuhan Institute of Virology, the location now understood to be the epicenter of the COVID-19 outbreak. The research carried out here was to provide the agent for a global biological attack on a scale never before seen, one that would be timed for release within an election year, starting the very day unsubstantiated efforts to impeach President Trump fell apart. With their base of operations in the Democrat establishment, the Deep State Shadow Corporation embarked on a coordinated irregular warfare insurgency with multiple aims, all under the cover of a global pandemic they themselves manufactured for this purpose. Enabled by their owned and controlled corporate media monopoly, they instigated a heavy-handed and unjustifiable nationwide shutdown to reverse Trump's many economic and unemployment gains, with Democrat-controlled states suffering the harshest restrictions in the country. Trump's energetic rallies were halted, hiding from view the surging nationwide passion for his galvanizing message, while Democratic presidential frontrunner Joe Biden was able to avoid interviews and debates where left-leaning voters would not be shown his obvious inability to govern, or the emerging Ukrainian bribery scandal that earned his family millions in illicit kickbacks by abusing his office. The next major advantage of the pandemic for the deep state was the case made to the public for mail-in voting, a highly insecure practice proven to be rampant with fraud, just as the public saw in one such example when a former Philadelphia judge pled guilty to stuffing ballot boxes after being paid by what he called a Democrat political consultant. With a rapidly rising death toll needed to make the case to the public for even harsher control, normal influenza deaths for the year were recorded as COVID-19, artificially inflating the numbers. But this was only the beginning. When this did not yield enough fatalities, the deep state initiated a murderous plan to defy federal guidelines and to move infected patients into nursing homes where the highest risk age group could be found in large numbers. The deep state governors of New York, New Jersey, California, Pennsylvania, and Michigan oversaw what can only be described as a genocide of our elderly loved ones, even as the quickly constructed field hospitals and medically equipped Navy ships stood mostly empty. This horrendous act cost the lives of over 50,000 people, but gave the insurgency a death toll that would stoke the public fear needed to push ahead with their goals. In these dark times, when people had little else but the comfort of community and their faith, this too was forcibly halted when simply going to church was banned across the country under the guise of public safety. Depression and loneliness became the new epidemic, all designed to create the social conditions needed for what was to come next in their despotic plan to fracture the nation and hold on to power. Immediately upon reports of a flattening curve and a reduction in new cases, the mysterious murder of George Floyd hit the headlines. What was presented to the public as a routine instance of racially motivated police brutality turned out to be a strange and coincidental series of events involving two men who once knew each other, working security in a nightclub. This event provided the justification for the next chapter in their coordinated insurgency against the United States. The goal was to inflame civil unrest along racial lines on an emotional platform of social justice. A divided house cannot stand, and the enemy knew this all too well. Black Lives Matter was funded and designed by the corrupt Democrat establishment as a social weapon to draw crowds of well-meaning protesters into harm's way, using them as human shields while they pushed a savage insurrection on city streets. This was intensified even further by folding in the violent paramilitary group Antifa, who were given a free pass by Democrat mayors and governors to loot stores, smash up small businesses, and assault innocent bystanders. The public was shown in explicit detail how Democrat leaders refused to protect local citizens, choosing instead to provide an open road for the anarchists to destabilize civil society, allowing the innocent to be indiscriminately injured and terrorized. Knowing that lawless chaos would accelerate their aims, they began calling for the elimination of police. While evicting the National Guard, who were made available to protect the public against the worst of the violence, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser even called for the elimination of the White House fence, just days after a close call by rioters who attempted to breach the perimeter. And on June 22nd, Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff proposed a House bill to amend United States Code Title 18 that would prohibit the use of military force in the event of civil unrest, an obvious attempt to weaken the Commander-in-Chief's ability to defend the public from the planned insurrection, which was intended to play out over the weeks and months leading up to the election.
Attorney General William Barr has appointed the U.S. Attorney in Connecticut to investigate.
The pandemic was also providing cover of a different kind. Taking place behind the scenes at the Justice Department is a far-reaching investigation into the Obama administration's weaponization of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court to spy on Trump and his associates during the transition of power. With evidence now emerging that Obama officials, including Joe Biden and Obama himself, colluded to frame General Michael Flynn. They used social distancing guidelines to hold grand juries and give witnesses the cover of health fears to avoid honoring court-ordered subpoenas. What you are witnessing is the dying breaths of a hidden enemy responsible for over a century of embedded corruption that has been slowly destroying our republic from the inside. They divided us along racial, gender, and political lines. They created reasons for us to go to war. They made international trade agreements that brought us no benefit, but allowed them to steal our vast wealth, driving us into a state of perpetual economic decay. They flooded our streets with deadly drugs to manufacture a devastating epidemic of addiction and mass incarceration. And they did it all with impunity while their completely controlled mainstream media assets kept us distracted and focused on everything else except our one true enemy. The 2020 U.S. elections are like none we have ever experienced. COVID-19 is being sold as a natural event, but we see now it is an attempt by enemies of humanity to hold on to power. After November, they stand to lose it all, but they will do everything to keep the crisis alive and the people in fear. To win, we must remember what made us strong, so that true justice can finally return to what is, and always will be, the most exceptional republic ever to exist in all of human history. May God bless America.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for missionary radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our listen and schedule pages on the internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Welcome back. You're listening to Across the Border. I'm Nicholas Arthur, and this is a live Prophecy Reality Edition. I showed a little video. I'd like to get some feedback. What do you think about that? It seemed as a 10-minute video, got over 1 million hits, and I put the link in the chat room, so you'll see the warning you get. And I got the same thing by posting it on Facebook, on our First Amendment Radio Facebook page here. The same warning came up on Facebook. This contains misinformation. Do you want to post anyway? So they're letting them post some things. And you know, there's a lot to be learned there. And most people that are blinded by the shadow government, or should we say the spirit of Antichrist, because it's basically what it boils down to. You know, all those people that want to wear masks, are delighted when they test positive. Some people are just hypochondriacs to begin with, and if they can get any attention at all through there's many, many illnesses that they always have. A lot of people like that. They love that attention. Plus, they have free health care. Why not? You know? Yeah, it's health. Free health care is a killer, man. I'm telling you. I'm so glad I don't have any free health care. And I'm certainly not going to pay thousands of dollars a month or you know, per year or whatever to get on some health care plan that I don't want. I've seen friends die, man, get over-medicated by doctors who tell them you got this problem. So they give them some drugs. Right? Oh, really? These drugs will fix me all up. And so they start taking the drugs, and then they start having other problems. Of course, the side effects of the drugs, but they don't read about that on the inserts, and the doctors don't tell about that. But he has more drugs for those side effects, and then for those side effects that give you more side effects, you got more drugs. And I had a good friend. I mean, when I saw the amount of medication he was taking every day, I was amazed. I thought, man. So now when I see someone like that, I go, man, you're not long for this world, dude. You're poisoning yourself. I mean, you can't take that much poison. You know, that's the same thing they're doing with children now with all these vaccines. The amount of vaccines that they pump into little babies, man. That's like, you know, it'd be like taking a Pepsi bottle full of vaccines and pumping it into you. You know, it's ridiculous. It's just a little baby you could hold in your hands without any effort at all. I mean, and to imagine they're putting the adjuvants to help, you know, stimulate their immune system. Well, if the vaccines work, why do they need to stimulate it with poison? It's ridiculous. So, and this new vaccine they got coming out, these RNA, DNA vaccines that change you, I'm going to turn you into a GMO human, genetically modified. Yeah. And they've never had a vaccine like this one before, the one they're putting out. You know, we should just call it the Bill Gates vaccine. The Billy Gates vaccine, the one they've never put out before, and they're not going to really test. You know, you could have years and years of testing because there are people lied that are willing to. These people that are deluded, you know, under the spell of the Antichrist and his shadow government, they're lining up. They'll be the first in line to take it. That's okay. You know, if they really want it, they can get in there, put their mask on and get in line and be first to get that vaccine. And I can just watch them all die. I'm sad to say it. Nothing I can do to stop them. Because when they look at me not wanting to wear a mask and, God forbid, ever taking a vaccine, they think there's something wrong with me. And they wouldn't listen to me no matter what. They hate the truth. They'd rather listen to Fauci science. Yeah. That's the new F word, Fauci. Things are all Fauci'd up, man. Oh, boy. Yes, because he's really Fauci'd up the country. And going back to that video, and that was a pro-Trump video. But it's not about politics. Trump is manipulated, and I think that he just one little man, he's the mouth of the two-horned earth beast. That's all he is. He's the mouth of the beast. And he can talk all he wants, but you know what? If the beast is doing, if the beast's mouth is saying one thing and the beast is doing another thing, well, it's easily understandable. The mouth is not in unison with the beast. Neither does it need to be. The beast doesn't care. The Antichrist doesn't care. He's getting everything he wants right now. He's pushing his 2030 agenda full speed ahead. And I mean, a huge glaring sign is shutting down the churches again, even though we never had a curve to flatten. There was a little bump, maybe, but there wasn't millions. You know, I was looking at the CDC website. They do stuff like that. Look at the CDC website here. And here, it's cases and deaths in the U.S., and this is for the season to date. Updated July 14th. So that's yesterday. Total cases. That's the new thing. It's how many cases we have. Well, if you got 3,300,000, that's actually 1% of the population has COVID. We have 330 million people in the United States. 1% have been tested positive. Now, how many have died? If this is 1%, what's this? Okay? It's not 2 million people like they projected. And I thought at first, I thought, okay, we'll give them 2 weeks. I don't like the idea. You know, I'm not going to die from it. But, you know, maybe they got something at the beginning when they said, well, we're going to just 2 weeks, we're going to shut things down for 2 weeks. We can handle 2 weeks. I think we could all handle 2 weeks. A lot of people are going, you know what? I can take that vacation now that I've been putting off for 5 years. You know, take some time off and barbecue in my backyard or whatever. 2 weeks we can handle. But 2 weeks has turned into what? 114, 121 days. That's our count today. Day 121. Of the covert march, COVID-19 covert march to the mark of the beast. So here you have 1% of the people, and you know what? Probably a lot more people have a COVID virus or antibodies out there because the common cold is a COVID virus. And they really have no way to test for the specific virus. Don't take my word for it. You know, if you're hearing this and I tell you, please don't take my word for it. What I'm showing you on the screen here, you know, this is, you know, the CDC website. These are the people you trust, that you love, that you worship and obey, you know. And they say only 1% have tested positive. But out of those, that's 1% of the total population have tested. Or have had, maybe you don't have it anymore or whatever, in the whole year. And this is how many deaths we have. Not millions. They projected 2 million deaths in the United States. Now, that would have been a tragedy, but that still wouldn't even been 1% of the population. I don't think that qualifies as a pandemic. I mean, you know, it's not, what do you call that, The Walking Dead. for those of you seeing the Netflix Walking Dead series, it's not The Walking Dead. If it was The Walking Dead, we would really have chaos. You know, nobody would be in control of anything. Presidents, premiers, and all of the bigwigs would be dying too, but they're not, they have to push a false scenario because they are afraid to push a true scenario because they're afraid that it will kill them. Okay? They are afraid that it will kill them. So there you have it. Now, our Jesuit governor, you know, coadjutor, Jesuit, You can go to Wikipedia and see where he's trained at a private Jesuit university. And it's no wonder, you know. I mean, the closest church to where I live, the closest public church building is a Baptist church. And right on the other side of the street, you know, one street more away from me, or just the other side of the street, further away from me, is the Catholic Church. And I've been going over to the Baptist Church, and the Catholic Church is completely shut down. Usually they have, I mean, it's a huge building, and their parking lot is like 5 acres. And it's usually always half filled. Seriously. But not since the shadow government that works for the Antichrist has called a lockdown to churches. Of course, their own people must obey their Jesuit governor, because he's right under their Jesuit black pope and white pope. Yeah, Jesuits are shadow government, or the deep state, as they call them, are in total control. And then you have all the rapturists out there who are still waiting for an Antichrist to show up. Oh, you're not seeing the CD you're watching live? Okay, I just switched it back. Did you just come over there to say, here it is, right there. There's the CDC website. Can you see it now, George Lied? Or are you living up to that name, George? Are you George? Or is George somebody else lied? But, yeah, the live. I have no idea. Are you watching First Amendment Radio Live, or are you watching from the chat room at First Amendment Radio? Yeah. Because we have a live stream that streams just a slideshow during our live broadcast 24/7 on YouTube. So you may be at the wrong one. It's the one right here on this page, on the chat page. Yeah, so don't watch that one. Watch the one in the right-hand column. That's where you see things as they're going on. And I'm not going to explain that again. Okay. But I'm glad I could catch up. But there it is. The CDC website. And here, I'll put the link in the chat room in case anyone has a problem with that. And you can go over there and check out the CDC stuff yourself. Okay, and there's a chat to the CDC website. Total cases for this season in the U.S. Cases and deaths. 3,355,000. That's 1% have been tested positive, whether they've recovered or not. That's all of them. And then there's the total deaths and the people that have already died. 135,000. And a lot of those people didn't really die of any special novel COVID virus. Many of them died of the flu. Many of them were double counted. It's all out there. You know, they're calling it in on themselves. But it drops quickly. Okay? So there you have. Sorry about any confusion there. So make sure you watch the stream that's embedded in the chat room if you want to watch the live video and see the exhibits on the screen. Otherwise, most people are just going to hear this if they're listening live to First Amendment Radio and not get any pictures. But they know I'm not a liar. And I'll put all of these links will go on the posted videos later. And in the posting when I post this after the broadcast is over. Okay? So you can catch up with it then. So, back to that. Okay, so anyway, I was talking about how the mainstream church has the dispensational futurists, counter-reformation, Jesuit Ribera, end-time Antichrist scenario that they're still waiting, and they say things like, we can't know who he is. Really? Who told you that? You know, I think the Antichrist himself, who already knows that he was identified as the Antichrist by Protestants, you know, 500, 600, 700 years ago, and more as the Protestant Reformation moved on, more and more people identified him as the Antichrist. And so they know that, and they don't want you to believe that, so they put out a counter-Reformation Antichrist, an end-time Antichrist who's only going to show up at the last 3.5 or 7 years of time. So you don't need to look for him now, and we don't know who he is. I've heard rapturists, evangelical rapturists say that. Oh, we can't know who the Antichrist is. Really? Why not? Why can't we know? Don't you think God would want us to know if there's this great opposer of the true Christ out there, if there's this false prophet trying to take the place of the true prophet? Yeah, okay, we can't know. And I say we can't know, and we do know. He was outed 500, 600, 700 years ago, perhaps even before that, by certain individuals. But I have a historical record that the man of sin sits in the Vatican. Yeah, a permanent seat there. Yeah, that's the seat of the Antichrist. The papacy is the seat of the man of sin. That's what we've learned. And he has a shadow government. And you can read all about that in history too. You can read their shadow government instructions. How they told how they would take over. How they would win influence. And all of the intrigue in history that followed. How that shadow government was kicked out of many nations before their intrigue, for their control. But they didn't give up. You know, they have total control of practically of the education system in the United States of America. They have a major university right next door to Washington, D.C. As a matter of fact, Greg Anthony posits that they have a tunnel. And I've heard that from other people, too. Georgetown University to the White House. Why not? You know? And that's where all of our major fascist, totalitarian, dictatorial legislation comes from. Yeah, it's all written there. The Patriot Act was written there by a Jesuit. Yeah, it's a Jesuit university. And if you read Rulers of Evil, you know, you can look that up. Or you can go to my website. Go to the Bible Studies page, I believe it is, and you'll see a list of resources there, and there's a link to a PDF called Rulers of Evil by F. Tupper Saucy. Everyone should read that book and learn about how the Antichrist got into America. Yeah, soon after they won their independence. Yeah, I think they were the major causal agent in overthrowing the Confederated Articles of Confederation and replacing them with the Constitution. Of course, the Constitution was full of a lot of good stuff, but I think a lot of good people were hoodwinked because the Antichrist didn't care how much good stuff it was in there. They knew if they got power centralized, which is really what they were after, central control of the power on the new continent and the new world. If they centralized the power, that they could eventually do whatever they want. And they did, and they have. And here we are today. We don't even have real money anymore, even though the law says that we should have it. And although the Constitution says puts a limit and says the federal government can only do the things that are enumerated in the Constitution, they've overstepped everything in every direction they can. It said everything else is reserved to the states or the people. Oh, really? Why are they, you know? Yeah. You know, why are they dictating so much? Why is there a Department of Education? Why do they have a Department of Energy? None of these things are written into the Constitution. They would need a constitutional amendment to do the things they're doing lawfully. You know, it's just like when they wanted to outlaw alcohol. They had to get a constitutional amendment to do it. But when they outlawed marijuana, they didn't need one. when they wanted to control drugs, they didn't need one. You know, all of those things that were reserved to the states and to the people, they've just jumped in. Yeah, they're exercising a totalitarian power now. And why not? They have the money. They can do whatever they want. They own the money. You know, it's like the question is, who owns you? Why do you have to wear a mask? Well, only some people will just obey. They won't even question, you don't own me. I don't have to wear no mask unless I want to. Now, if someone owns a store and they require a mask, I wear a mask to go in there, I'm not going to like it, but they tell me they're obeying the governor. The governor who is using his dictatorial power over them, the ability to shut them down completely. Now we have governors threatening to demolish churches, raise them to the ground if they open up. Can they do that? Where's due process in there? No, but this is what they're doing. This is what the people allow them to get away with. I don't know. It should be very interesting. I wonder how many governor races we have coming up in November. See, George Washington lied about being elected to be the president of the United States. Yes, he lied. I think he was pretty much drafted into being president, the first president. So anyway, that's I don't want to debate what happened over how George got elected or anything. It might be interesting if you have an article on that, George lied. He was elected to be the president of the United States of America. Okay. Yeah, whatever. That's going somewhere we're not going today. So, I had some articles, and I'm almost done with this hour. It just went by. Let me check out the chat room, see if we've got any comments, questions. And, you know, I have a phone number, George lied. If you want to come in the next hour, you want to call in, that's in the next hour. We don't have time in this hour. So you can call in after the news, because we're going to take a break here in a few minutes. And, okay, well, whoever this is, sorry I had to reach for that. Your name and where you're calling from, going to have to make it quick. What can I do for you? Hello? You're on the air. Okay. I'm guessing they hung up and decided to call in the next hour. Okay, so George says, I'd love to. So yeah, come in after the news if you're going to need more than 30 seconds. Oh, that 30 seconds is gone. Anyway, let's see. Oh, and now it's 87 degrees in my... It only took 1 hour for it to go up 4 degrees. So it should be like 90 by the time the next hour is done. Warming up quickly here in... the Southern Sierra foothills, right next to the great San Joaquin Valley on the land. And whoever that is, oh, okay, all right, then incoming call. Okay, it stopped ringing. Okay, well, give me a call during the news then, George, and we can talk privately first. That'll be great. Okay, you're listening to Across the Border. I'm Nicholas Arthur. This is a Prophecy Reality Edition. If you're listening live, you can come over to the chat room at firstamendmentradio.net, and there's an embedded YouTube watch thing in the right-hand column if you want to actually see the live broadcast. Otherwise, keep listening where you're at and keep doing your job or whatever it is that you need to do. And when you get some time, check out the links in the chat room. Go to my website, crosstheborder.org or nicholasarthur.wordpress.com. Make sure you press the follow button. And share the articles there. And I do need your prayers for the book I'm writing, for the work I'm doing here at First Amendment Radio and Cross the Border, and all of the great hosts and programs we have on First Amendment Radio. I hope you're listening throughout the day. Download your First Amendment Radio or your Prophecy Reality News app to listen 24/7. Or for iPhone, you have to go to our Mobi page.
Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of Nicholas Arthur's new book titled When the Third Temple is Built. That's crosstheborder.org. When it comes to prophecy today, much of the evangelical Christian world has their eyes on Israel, waiting and watching to see when the third temple will begin to be built. The plans are drawn. The Jewish people are eager. Most evangelical Christians today believe that the rapture will happen before the third temple is built. Hi, I'm Michael Eugene. I was taught that Daniel's 70th week was in the future. Is that really what the Bible teaches? Have we searched the scriptures and found this to be true? Why is it so important for a re-established Israel to build a third temple in Jerusalem? Is it necessary to build a temple on the same location already occupied by the Dome of the Rock? Is it necessary for sacrifices to take place in the temple on Temple Mount? Is there really a rapture followed by 7 years of tribulation? What is the New Testament temple? Can we identify history and prophecy? Who is the first beast in Revelation chapter 13? Who are the seven kings in Revelation 17? I have asked all these questions, and I have found Nicholas Arthur's new book, When the Third Temple is Built, answers all these questions and more using Scripture to interpret Scripture. The Bible says that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. Nicholas shows us in his new book, When the Third Temple is Built, how the Bible interprets prophecy and not man's private interpretation. Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of Nicholas Arthur's new book titled When the Third Temple is Built. That's crosstheborder.org.
Since the beginning of time, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it, it has been traded, it has been borrowed, it has been purchased, it has been stolen. There's a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and to our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188 or visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, right here on FirstAmendmentRadio.com at 4 p.m. Eastern or 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net or call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, 1-800-375-4188.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of Prophecy Reality News on day 121 of the COVID-19 covert march to the mark of the beast. Well, I talked a little bit to George Lied. Obviously he has some kind of treatise about George Washington and that I haven't heard before. I asked him to write it down and perhaps try to organize his thoughts on in a written form. That might be a little bit better, and it'd probably be better for him to be able to get his message across if he thinks it out carefully enough to write it down. But anyway, thanks for the call, George, and I look forward to hearing from you on your treatise. I do have a treatise of my own, and on the two horned earth beast, and I think I'll put that in the chat room because I put it in the chat room a whole bunch of times before. But if you go to horiapocalypticae.wordpress.com at volume 3 and you scroll down to chapter 9, Rise of the Two-Horned Earth Beast, you'll see my treatise there, and I'll put a link in the chat room for you right now. And yeah, there it is. That's my treatise there on the two-horned earth beast. And actually, the whole political situation as it stands presently in the world, where we're at now, you'll find in that chapter of the Hori Apocalypticae. And that is, that's not, this isn't your, for the most part, it is your historical Hori Apocalypticae. I've just done a, what I call the quincentennial, Reformation quincentennial edition, which is a 2018 edition, updating it and bringing it up to date. Because you'll notice that as when E.B. Eliot was doing the Hori Apocalypticae, he did five editions throughout his lifetime. Now, if he had lived another 150 years, I think his whatever edition he would be on now would be more like the edition that I have done. Okay, there's a lot of things he nailed perfectly in history, which is for the most part makes up the majority of the Hori Apocalypticae, because where he was in history, living in the 19th century, most of it was already passed. And very easy, well, not easy, but he did the work, and he found it in history. And that's why he has over 10,000 footnotes to where he found the events brought forth in the Revelation. But he did not see what would happen and continue as time continued on, because that's what historicism is. It is history revealing prophecy as it is fulfilled, and you cannot see it clearly until it fulfills. And so as time moves on, the time line of fulfilled prophecy moves with history, and then we can verify that. Okay. All right. Well, let's see, I've got some articles, but maybe before I move on to the articles, I was hoping I could enlist the help of a few of my people in the chat room, regular people that show up in the chat room. Now, you have to be a reader to do this. You have to be someone who reads a lot and loves to read, okay? Because I do. I read a lot and I love to read. But I'm writing my book. I've got 13 chapters, and then I'm putting some other works in the appendices, because I think these works need to be brought up to verify some of the things that I've written in my book, and some of the things, the appendices and so forth. But anyway, I need someone to look at it where I have it and look for typos, grammar errors. I need someone to do some editing for me. And so what I would do is I would send a PDF to you, and you would read the thing over perhaps a couple weeks at the most, if you have time to do that. And for your effort, I'll give you a free copy, and I'll mail you a free copy when it's done, or I'll have the publisher mail you a free copy for your effort, for your help when it's done. And we'll add a thanks to you in the book itself. So if I can enlist you for that. And so I don't know, a couple people in the chat room would do that. I don't know, maybe Carrie Ann, maybe Fireman Mike, you know, people have a little more time now than they usually have, or just love to read and don't mind sitting down by. But this would be a PDF. And what you would do is anytime you find a typo or something, or you have a comment on something, you would copy that sentence from the book, put it in an email, because see, then I can copy the sentence and search for it and go right to it in my master copy and make any corrections. So I'd get an email every time you found something, or a list every time you say your list adds up to a half a dozen or a dozen things, depending on how many you find. And then not only that, not just typos and grammar problems with the book, but any questionable things, things that don't make sense or you think need to be clarified, or that you might even question, that I might need to clarify more to convince you. Just whatever, you know, so to have a mind toward editing, you know, good grammar, typos, also the subject matter and getting the point across, or things that don't help at all, saying, you know, this doesn't really help at all, or you've said this too many times, or whatever. So I want really to be able to reach people with this and without driving people away. And but I want it to be an easy as possible to read for someone who has a real Bible Christian understanding of what the Scripture says. But you kind of get what I'm looking for, hopefully. So I'm going to get at least a couple volunteers that will really go through with it. Okay? Yeah. And anyway, so, and George put, the two horns are the United States of America and the United States. Yeah, those, you know, there are two horns, and one is true and one is not. One is lamb-like and the other is dragon speak. Because the truth is dragon speak. It's not true. It's not reality. So in a way, you're right, George. Okay? Because each of those fall on different sides. So I understand what you're saying there, that the United States of America is not capitalized. Okay? It's the lower case United States of America. See, so even that all capitalized, because it's a corporation either way, if it's capitalized all the way. Or I don't know their grammar styles and stuff, speaking of grammar. But anyway, I look forward to, you know, hearing your treatise on that. But read what I've written there, the link I just sent. And I'd like your input on that too, where you think it could be, you know, clarified, or problems you might have with it, or how. Anyway, you'll see. So take a look at that. And I guess I'm done begging for help. Send money. I could hire professionals. We're trying to raise $1 million for this year's budget. Yes. Okay, so if you got $1 million, please drop it by or send a check. Go to firstamendmentradio.com. Click on the support page there, but don't PayPal the money. There's a link there if you want to mail money to us, okay? And if you're going to send us $1 million or $100,000 or even $1,000, we would rather have a check. Otherwise, PayPal is going to take a big chunk of it and then report us to the government. And we'd like to avoid that if possible. So that is PayPal taking a big chunk of it. Okay, moving on. Dispatches from the war. Trump and Fauci. A marriage made in the Beelzebub room of the White House. And this is an article from LouRockwell.com. How did Lou Rockwell die? I've learned how to put what I'm reading behind me. See, what a great producer I have, right? Welcome to Let's Pretend. Let's pretend everything is okay and nice and polite are going to win the day. And no one is going to have to give up his position in life or his security. The missiles fired into the heart of the economy will have no lasting effects. Politicians who can't find their arses with both hands will put things right. Fascist governors and mayors will soon abdicate their power and never lock down their populations again, as they just did today. And speaking of, like I said, governor has said no more churches. We shut down the churches, the bars, the restaurants, everything again, because California is having a spike in testing. Yeah, more people are testing positive because they're testing. But hey, let's hype it up and make it into something it's not. So fascist governors and mayors will soon abdicate their power, and they better hurry up. November's coming. Yeah, I don't think a lot of these... And you notice they're all the Democrats, and except for a few turncoats like Abbott in Texas. But continuing, fascist governors and mayors... See, I have a hard time getting through that sentence without commenting on it. Fascist governors and mayors will soon abdicate their power. I think they're not going to abdicate their power. Will I ever get beyond that sentence? And never lock down their populations again, no matter what. It was all just a bad dream. It's a nightmare. And it's not a bad dream, it's a true nightmare. A cloud passing over the sun for a few moments. There's a reason my contract tracing led to you, Mr. Trump, our author says. You're the only one left in the menagerie. You're the only political animal who could offer a shred of a sliver of a slim ray of hope to push back the invaders. And several times you've said, I've heard it come out of his lips, it's no good if the cure is worse than the disease. Surely you understand by now, the cure is the disease. The H-bomb that went off in the middle of the economy was and is the whole point of the invasion, which has been taking place under your nose. Yes, I think he was manipulated. With your assistance, as a result of your failed marriage to Tony Fauci, let's put aside the gloss, Mr. Trump. You understand the real effects of the lockdowns, the effects the networks refuse to lead with on the evening news. There is the symbolic economy represented by the careening up and down stock market. And there's the real thing, the businesses and the lives destroyed. Yes. So I just wanted to comment on that. And good article here at lourockwell.com by John Rappaport. The Beelzebub Room of the White House. And that's why they say the new F word should be Fauci. You know, it's all Fauci'd up, man. Yeah. I can finally cuss on the air. Fauci this and Fauci that. You've really Fauci'd it up now. Yeah, sometimes you feel like it. Yeah. Okay, well, let's see. What else do we got here? Despicable behavior of today's academicians? That's a hard word to say. Academicians. That means teachers in the universities, basically. And this is by Walter Williams. The Michigan State University Administration pressured Professor Stephen Hu to resign from his position as Vice President of Research and Innovation because he touted research that found police are not more likely to shoot black Americans. The study found the race of a police officer did not predict the race of the citizen shot. In other words, black officers were just as likely to shoot black citizens as white officers were. For political reasons, the authors of the study sought its retraction. So, he was pressured to resign for doing an honest study. The truth has no place in the mainstream society today, and especially in the narrative of the day. The truth has no place. And you know, this goes to our two horns of the, you know, the Bible is right, man. You have the lamb-like, the one that speaks the truth, and then you have the dragon-speaking horn. And you know, it's like it's not depicted as something solid, but it says, it spoke as a dragon. It only speaks. There's no reality there. Whereas the lamb-like quality side, the lamb-like horn, is the one that speaks the truth. It's the truth. It's undeniable. Now you can be demonized for telling the truth. And so anyway, another great article there by Walter Williams. Yeah. I like to read all the Walter Williams stuff. And so if you're a reader like me, you should go to lewrockwell.com, and you probably already have, and you've subscribed to their thing, to their blog, and get those articles. A lot of good. I wish I had time to read all of them, so I have to pick and choose which articles I read. So if you wonder, but they help me to be able to articulate my view more clearly the more I read. Fauci rhymes with ouchie. Yeah, that's good. So now if you get an ouchie, you can just cry out Fauci. And I think the wonderful land that we live in, you know, is suffering a Fauci ouchie. Thank you for that, George Lied. I wish you'd change your name, though. Are you? Because you're not George. I don't even think I got your name when you called. I was in a little rush. You waited till the news was almost over before you. I like more leisurely conversations. So, anyway, but send me your treatise first, and then we can set up a time that we can talk to each other. And give me your real name when you email me. So I'm not talking to George Lied, unless that's really your name too. Okay, so anyway, for political reasons, the authors of the study sought its retraction. Oh, we have to retract the truth. And that's despicable behavior of today's academicians. Some words I need to look up even to say right. Hey, we got a call. Let's see. Your name and where you're calling from. You're on the air. Please speak. There you go. I hear you loud and clear. Hello? Hi. Please speak. You're on the air. Your name and where you're calling from. Oh, this happened last week. Okay, someone's pulling a prank on me or something. I remember that happened last week during the broadcast. I should ban that number. If I could, I would. Okay, sorry for the interruption. Brought to you by a dragon speaking horn of the Antichrist or some other error. But that was the same recording last week. Okay, anyway, on. So, Walter E. Williams, we love you, man. Yes. Okay, Lockdown 2.0. This new wave of lockdowns will ensure the U.S. remains in an economic depression through the 2020 election. Another wave of lockdowns has begun. That's because they're testing, and they're hyping up the testing now. Okay. And that is really bad news for the U.S. economy. The first wave of lockdowns resulted in a permanent closing of more than 100,000 U.S. businesses. And you know what? A lot of those businesses suffered it because they had savings or whatever. And then they had to meet new requirements to open up. Now they've spent all that money to get back on and try to recoup their business and get it back on. But now our dragon-speaking governor of California, Newsom, and others across the nation, other shadow government coadjutors working in league with the Antichrist, lockstep, we should call it, working in lockstep with the Antichrist, are shutting down the economy again because they're testing, and a lot of people are testing positive for any COVID virus on earth that may be present while they're testing, whether it be the common cold COVID virus or the new COVID-19 COVID virus. And of course, death rate is falling, you know, never reached 2 million. As I said before, we go to the CDC site here, and there you see it. you know, 135,000 deaths out of total 3,355,000 cases. 1% of the population has so far tested positive. Most of those people are asymptomatic, and a much, much smaller, if this is 1% have been tested positive, most asymptomatic or recovered from maybe cold or flu-like symptoms from a normal cold or flu, and only this many number of them, not even 1% of those that have tested positive, have, it's like a half of a percent, isn't it? Yeah, I think it's less than a half a percent. 135,000 out of 3.3 million. That's less than a half a percent out of total tested positive cases have resulted in death. That's not a pandemic. I'm sorry. That's the truth. It's not a pandemic. And I put the links in the chat room there, and I'll post them below this video when I'm done, and you can check it all out for yourself. Okay? So we went back to that. So this new wave of lockdowns, and yeah, we're going to go into a break here. You're listening Across the Border. My name is Nicholas. My website is crosstheborder.org or nicholasarthur.wordpress.com. Make sure you go over there and follow my blog and post stuff on your social media. Let's keep the truth out there where they can't even keep up with us.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for missionary radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our listen and schedule pages on the internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Welcome back. You're listening to Across the Border. This is a Prophecy Reality Edition. We have a live feed on YouTube 24/7, so if you're you can watch us on YouTube on your smart device or wherever you have that type of connection. Also, we have our Prophecy Reality News app, which is really nice. Everything's available there, podcasts, everything else. And also you have a selection whether you want a 32-bit stream or a 64-bit stream there on the Prophecy Reality News app. So you can listen to FirstAmendmentRadio.net or .com 24/7. For you people with iProducts, you know, Apple products, We decided when they made the change, I believe it was in the beginning of 2019, that they would extort $100 a year from us just to have an app on the iPhone. Of course, they could allow Google, you know, the regular apps, the generic apps on there, but they only allow approved apps on your iPhone, and you have to pay $100. I decided not to pay the extortion fee to Apple, but so if you have an iProduct or an Apple product, you can go to our website, firstamendmentradio.net/MOBI/, and this is what you'll see, is you'll see what's behind me, and that'll fit nicely on your iDevice. Anyway, you can see, you can listen immediately by going over here. And so that's a 64-bit stream at the top there. Then you have all of our podcasts here below. And each time you right-click on each one, it goes to the next page. So you have Monday through, and then the odd ones are on the last page, Saturday or Sunday. So you can go to the podcast any day, any of the week. And these are renewed every week with every new program as they're... And these are pretty much uploaded within... usually immediately by our automation, or at least within a couple hours. So if you get home or in the evening, or you're jogging or working out or whatever you're doing, you can just click on this. And this works, you know, you go to the page there, firstamendmentradio.net/MOBI, and then save a link on your Surface of your Apple or smartphone device, and you can just click on it, go there immediately, and it's the same thing as having an app, because all an app is a little web page, website that fits, that is made specifically for your device. That's all an app is. You know, it's like its own self-contained website. And if I should have to pay Apple $100 a year so you can access a website on your device, I call that extortion. Just another way for them to make, you know, billions of dollars every year. Yeah, they'll do anything they can. But iProducts are falling in the smartphone, and I think within who knows how many years, they're going to have to do something about their extortionist ways. But anyway, that's that. Just wanted to do a little ad there and get people over there to be listening to First Amendment Radio 24/7. We have a lot of great programming, so that's my ad for First Amendment Radio, which is also like my, I call it my tent making ministry, you know. I don't really have anything new. Oh, good. Saved by the phone tone. I hope this is a real phone call this time. Your name and where you're calling from. You're on the air with Nicholas.
This is Tom in Oregon.
Hey, Tom. Good to hear from you.
You're the calling from
Yeah, turn on your speaker.
I got to turn this off. Hold on. Yeah. Blowing my head off. There we go.
Okay, good. Okay, do it, please.
You seem to be adamant that, you know, in your timeline, that Jesus wasn't the Messiah, and so the years didn't start until he was 30 or 35 or whatever you say.
What years?
You know, the years until the years, today's year, the year since creation.
No, it started at creation. I don't understand what you're...
Right, it started at creation.
Right. Okay.
And your timeline agrees with the Geneva timeline almost perfectly, but you seem to think that Jesus was not the Messiah until he was 30 or 35 years, so you can't count those years?
No, I never count.
But thinks it was when he was born?
No, he didn't qualify for the high priest position till he was 30 years.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So all the wise men and the stars in the sky and the mangers and all the stories. He wasn't the Messiah then?
Well, he was always the Messiah, but he didn't qualify by the law as a high for the high priest position until he was 30.
They didn't say the law. Daniel, they don't say the law. They say until he comes. Didn't he come when he was the stars came and the wise men came?
Yeah, but he was not. Okay. Anyway, so what's your point? You're saying that I'm 33 years off.
I'm tired of listening about COVID.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I say he was identified as both prince and Messiah. Messiah the prince at the baptism. That's what I say.
And the baptism didn't happen until John did it in the river.
Exactly. That's where he was identified
as... You don't think somebody on their way down to Egypt stopped and gave him a bath in the river? I think I'm losing you.
Well, I don't know how to answer you. I only know what the scripture says, man. Because it was 60...
It was 69
weeks unto Prince the Messiah.
Why does the time in the timeline from the creation of the earth start with... after he becomes qualified to be a priest rather than after he's born as the Messiah on earth?
Well, the timeline doesn't start. I'm saying 69 weeks.
You're saying the 490 years from Daniel.
Okay.
The last year is the day Christ... I don't even know what age he is. I mean, you don't make it clear in your timeline what age he is when you're doing this, but you're saying it's not his birth.
No, he was 30 years old when he was identified as both prince and Messiah.
Yeah, he was zero years old when he was born. So why isn't that not the time that your Daniel, 490 years, was, says Jesus shall come?
Well, okay, when he was in the midst of the 70th, you're saying the 70th week started when he was born,
right,
then.
That's the point we're talking about, the 70 years in the timeline.
Okay, so in the midst of the week, in the midst of the... In the midst of the week, he was cut off, but not for himself, but for the people. That didn't happen when he was 3.5 years old. That happened 3.5 years after he was identified to Israel as the prince and Messiah.
Seems to me he was born a human, and being a human, he's guaranteed 70 years, maybe 80 if he's strong, through the Old Testament. And half of his life was 35 years. But you're saying that he didn't become this Messiah and the timeline don't start until he became the Messiah. But
I'm saying the 70th week. I'm saying the 70th week didn't start.
Right.
Until he was 30 years old.
Well, I'm saying it did when he was zero.
Well, then how was he at 3.5? How was he cut off but not for himself in the midst of the week? And how did he put an end to the sacrifice and oblation?
And he was cut off in the middle of it.
Oh, in the middle of his life, but not in the midst of the week.
He's guaranteed from the Old Testament.
Okay, so now you're saying... Okay, so now you're saying that...
Guaranteed 70 years.
Okay, but see, you're saying that the 70 years is a week.
No. Not the Daniel 70 years. The Old Testament prophecy, the Old Testament guarantee, you're guaranteed 70 or 80 years if you're strong. 70 years or 80 years if you're strong. Does it say that?
Well, yeah, but I don't think I don't believe there's a strict rule for everyone there. I mean, I'd like to get my three...
You're guaranteed 70 years, 80 if you're strong?
It says three score and 10, yes. I hope to go beyond the 70 myself.
And half of that, to be cut up in the middle, half of that is 35. So obviously the end is when he's 35.
But 70 years is not a week.
The Messiah, because in Daniel it says until Jesus shall return, until the Messiah comes. It doesn't say when the end of Israel is.
No, it has nothing to do with the end of Israel. It says 69 weeks unto Messiah the Prince.
Well, even then, in your own words, the end didn't come for Jerusalem until the year 70, when the Romans destroyed Jerusalem.
Well, right? that has nothing
Jesus
to do with any...
35 years after.
Well, that has nothing to do with it.
We're talking about the middle, being cut off in the middle.
The middle of the week.
See, I don't...
In the middle of the week. How long is a week?
70 years.
No, the week is... Okay, well then, the whole prophecy is wrong, because it wouldn't have been 490 years, or 483 years, it would have been 69 times 70 years, not
right.
69
Daniel,
times 7.
They say there's a first week, right? And then they say there's 67 weeks, and then they say there's a final week. I think I got those numbers wrong, but...
No, it's 7, 62, and 1.
Right, 7 weeks, and then 43 weeks.
62 weeks.
And then one more week, the final week. Is
yeah.
that the way Daniel puts it?
It adds up to 70 weeks total. 69 weeks unto yes. Messiah the Prince.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so calculate...
It was first week, too.
Calculate...
7 weeks?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you what I told George Lied. write your treatise out first, man.
Nah?
Nah,
I got it in my head.
Yeah, well, it's not transferring to mine very well.
I know. Because you're adamant that that thing didn't happen until Jesus was 35 instead of when he was born. You know, him being the Messiah.
Well, it doesn't work. One, it doesn't work any other way.
Well, it does.
Well, yeah, if the last week is 70 years. But that means all of the previous weeks would have had to been 70 years yet, too.
Really?
Yes.
It describes in Daniel, first there's a period, what, of 1 week or 7 weeks, and then there's a period of a whole bunch of weeks, and then there is a last week.
Yeah.
They all have to be the same week.
No, they have to. They all have to be the same number of years. They all... A week has to be 7 years, or it has to be 70 years. It has to be one or the other.
Really?
Yeah, well then the prophecy doesn't make any sense, because we have to guess which week is 7 years and which week is 70?
You know, all those guys in the Geneva Bible, those Calvins and those Luthers and all those guys who wrote that Bible, they
yeah.
wrote that calendar.
Yeah.
Why do you think your calendar is better than theirs?
I haven't seen their calendar, and I'm not sure.
It's in the original 1560 Geneva Bible, printed right in the back.
Okay.
It's got notes.
Yeah, and I guess it would be 30 years off of mine then, or something, right?
Exactly. Well,
yeah.
It took us off the COVID argument, didn't it?
Huh?
It took us off the COVID argument anyway.
Oh, okay. Well, it's interesting, and... You know, I don't know what to say about that. I don't claim to be better.
You seem adamant. It's like you won't even open your mind to the possibility that Jesus was the Messiah when he was born.
Well, he was the Messiah before he was born. He was the Messiah from the foundation of the world.
That prophecy was over. You're saying it yourself. It's
okay.
Just the math that's wrong.
But as a man, he could not qualify as for the high priest Messiah position until he was 30. As a man.
Do wise men just go to that manger just to see a man born?
No, they went there to see
Messiah.
They went there to see the Savior.
Oh, really?
The promise does.
You just
you
said
know,
he wasn't the Savior until he was 35.
I didn't say that.
He didn't save us until
you're imputing words into my mouth. I didn't say that at all.
You're right, but you are saying that. You're saying the Messiah didn't arrive. So
I'm saying he didn't qualify. Because Jesus had to keep, he would have kept the law to the letter. He couldn't.
Exactly.
He couldn't perform as a high priest until he was 30 years old.
Really?
Yeah, the function of a high priest till he was 30.
Really?
Really. I don't think it was a mistake that Luke tells us that Jesus was 30 years old when he showed up for the Jordan River baptism.
If you're not a Messiah. I think if you're a Messiah, you could probably, you know, cut in a line somewhere.
Hey, well, you know what?
30.
When I was born, was I a talk show radio host?
You aren't the Messiah either.
Well, but I wasn't a talk show host either.
I know. Love the show.
All right, man. Thanks for all your trouble.
You're really not even going to open your mind to the possibility that Jesus might be coming in 5 or 6 years instead of 35 or 40. Because that's what I worry about.
Ah, okay.
Maybe I can make it to 100 and see Jesus, but...
Well, you know what? I'm going to hope you're right in this instance, because, you know, I just assume he came in 5 years. Yeah.
Well,
I mean, but see, that goes to show that it's not what makes me comfortable, that I'm settling on what I really believe, man. And I have considered it. I have considered it, but I can't reconcile the differences. I can't. All the weeks have to be literal 7 years or 70 years. If they're 70 years, then we're still waiting for the 70 weeks to end. If they're 7 years, then it all happened on time.
70 weeks into three distinctive groups.
Yeah, but that doesn't change the length of the individual weeks.
Three distinctive groups.
Yeah. Well, we're
the reason he did that.
We're going over the same ground again. So let's not keep doing that.
Well, good show.
All right, man.
Take care.
Troublemaker. I say that lovingly. Okay. Yeah. No, I have thought about that, and I'll think about it more. And I have looked at the Geneva thing, but it's not fresh in my mind. I've looked at all of the calendars over the many years that I did my calendar there with the help of everyone that left all the comments there. And you can see the evolution of the posting there. The what year is it is what he's referring to on my website. So make sure that you take a look at that. What year is it? And let me put a copy of the link address and put that in the chat room too. And if you can, you know, if you can send me a copy of the Geneva thing and put that in the chat room too, I'll post them all. I want everyone to look at everything. Don't take my word for it. But I can't reconcile the fact, one, that the weeks were different lengths. Either they were all uniformly 7 years or they weren't. One way or the other. Check it out for yourself. What year is it? Leave comments there. And if you think you got something that you can add there, then add it there. I've already seen, I think just about every argument is already there in the comment section of the chat room. So, but always more is welcome. Yeah. If you can help me and come up with something where I actually need to correct it, I would love it. I would love it if Jesus was coming in 5 years. Instead of 35. That would be great. That would be a lot easier. I want the resurrection sooner. I mean, I'm kind of... There's a level of disappointment in me that I have to wait till about 2055 if my calculations are correct. So I'm not doing this for my... I didn't come up with what I came up with for my own comfort because I really believe it to be true. And yes, you have to have these... You know, a certain amount of that you have to be adamant in your beliefs, but you also have to be flexible enough to know that you might be wrong. So please convince me that I'm wrong. But you're going to have to at least go to the trouble to write down your treatise, especially if you're going to try to convince me that the last week is 70 years, whereas all the previous ones were only 7 years. I mean, that's going to take some convincing for you to open up your Bible and show that to me. Because I've never even come near anything that even alluded to anything like that. But, you know, those are interesting facts that, you know, Jesus, half of a 70-year life or, you know, 70, which is what the Bible says. And I'm coming up on my 70 pretty quick here. So I'm hoping I can live longer. I'm doing everything I can, believe you me. Because if Jesus doesn't come back according to, you know, what I just heard, then I'm going to have to stick around another 30 years and either be, you know, I think next week we're going to probably have to talk a little bit more about persecution and what may be coming. So maybe we'll make that a theme for next week. You're going to want to come back for that because it's been a little heavy on my heart. Coming even to America as this march to the mark of the beast continues. Well, Time's up. May the Almighty bless you and keep you as you continue on the narrow way that leads to life. Yeah, whether you agree with me or not.
Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of the book, The Rapture Will Be Canceled. That's crosstheborder.org.
I know you all want answers, and believe me, so do I, and I'll do my best to get them.
Despite Nicolas Cage's promise to do his best to get Left Behind rapture answers for us, don't hold your breath. Not everyone believes Left Behind is true prophecy. Some may even regard as conspiratorial the mainstream re-release of the Left Behind movie, with actor Nicolas Cage portraying the main character, as an attempt to further reinforce in the minds of all this perception of false prophecy, in order to condition the masses for the play about to begin. If you want true Bible prophecy answers, get the book, The Rapture Will Be Canceled. The author exposes the Latin rapture origin, the seven-year tribulation deception, true Bible revelation of Daniel's 70 weeks, the abomination of desolation, the restrainer, America in the revelation, the image of the beast, and the mark of the beast, and the truth about God's chosen people, and so much more about Bible prophecy. This book will shatter the Left Behind paradigm of future events. Get the book, The Rapture Will Be Canceled. Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of the book, The Rapture Will Be Canceled. That's crosstheborder.org.